You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
Want to reach out to us? There's a couple of ways that you can get her done.
Yeah, you just go to mix100.com, click on the Dom and Jeremy link. Our emails are on there. Or just go on to the FB, your Facebook app, search Dom and Jeremy and shoot us a message.
This is from Courtney. She sent this through Facebook. She goes, to my dear boys.
Oh, that's so nice.
Oh, Courtney.
Dear boys. Hugs. That's special.
She said, we needed a second car and decided to buy one on Craigslist. I'll jump in here for a second. Never bought a car online like that, have you?
Yes.
You did?
Dude, I've had like 40 cars. Did I buy Craigslist? I've done eBay.
You bought a car on eBay?
I did do Craigslist. I did. I bought an 83 Ford F-150 just to tinker with. Yeah, off Craigslist.
Hmm.
It was a very nice experience.
Well, she says, we decided to buy one on Craigslist. We'd never done that before, and I was a little nervous about it, but we found a really good buy and got it late Friday. She writes, on Saturday, my husband was detailing it and reached down into that pouch behind the passenger seat, the one you can put stuff in the back seat.
Okay.
You know what she's talking about?
Yep.
Anyway, there was an envelope in there with money.
Cash money.
Cash money. Five $100 bills and four fifties. So suddenly, she says, we have $700.
Nice.
Courtney's note goes on to say, I told him, meaning her husband, we had to immediately contact the guy who sold the car, but my husband says that every used car is sold, quote, as is. And it looks like the money has been there for a long, long time. They probably forgot about it a long time ago, so this is just found money. He said you'd keep something you found in a pocket of a coat you get at Goodwill, and this is no different. Courtney writes, I'm a little shocked that he wouldn't give it back, but he thinks I'm crazy for wanting to track down this guy and give it back. Do you guys think found money is a finder's keepers sort of thing?
Yes. Let's do the mind bender.
Thank you, Courtney. That's why it. Your answer is just
why
yes.
Why is this even a question? I can't believe she's even questioning
You're asking why people would do the right thing?
No.
Because
why
they're
would
not
you
all
return
asses
it?
Asses like you?
Dude.
What?
When you buy a car, you sign something called the bill of sale, which basically that previous owner, they wipe their hands of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's your problem. It's your issue. Mm-hmm. Anything that is in that car, on that car, is now yours, including their misplaced cash money. Take
you know,
that money and run. That's crazy talk.
I have to be honest here. I've not been to church in a long, long, long time, but I was raised by a mom who was from Lubbock, Texas.
Yeah.
And she would take me and my sister to Sunday school probably one or two weekends a month, probably half the time. We would go to Sunday school.
Yeah.
And I learned this little thing called the golden rule.
Oh, here we go.
And I learned to do unto others as you would have them do unto you. In other words, if you sold a flipping car
yep.
on Craigslist
yep.
and you'd left $700 and you found out about it later, you'd be like, God, I wish the person had just called me and said, look, Jeremy, I found your $700.
That's
I would
not
be
what
like
I would say.
Rubbing my hands together.
I would be like, oh, I know where that $700 is. I'm an idiot. I left it in that car. Oh, well, it's gone. That was my bad.
It's one thing to not be able to reach out to the person you sold the car to. It's another thing to find it and not do the right thing and contact them.
It's only $700.
Do you realize for some people $700
like, it's
is
a lot of money.
Like
I get it.
Boatload of money.
It, but you paid for that car too. I'm sure they got, you know, thousands of dollars for that car.
Let me ask you.
Covers
this.
Your plates and insurance.
If we took a variety of phone calls.
Keep it.
How many people do you think would agree with you, and how many do you think would agree with me?
100% would say, nah, I can't say 100%. I'm looking like an idiot. 80% will say keep it. It's their
80%.
Fault. It's their fault they forgot that money in there.
So they should pay dearly, shouldn't
they?
It's
only $700. Like, if it was... I'm trying to think of like the cutoff. I understand doing the right thing. Maybe if it was like $1,000, $1,500.
Suddenly you're going to give the money back?
I'd
What's
reach
the
out... There really isn't.
You're realizing what a jerk you are, aren't you?
No, I'm not a jerk. This
Here's
is,
our number, 303. What'd you say?
It's Commerce, right?
Commerce?
Commerce. Commerce City.
303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Courtney wants to know if you think found money is a finder's keeper sort of thing. If you find it in a car, do you give it back to the people that you just purchased the car from? Or do you pocket it and go,
steak dinner tonight?
We're curious to see what our listeners say. So let's find out. Let's take some calls. Here's Karen. Good morning, Karen. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So you're on Jeremy's side with this about keeping the money, or are you on mine?
I say keep the money.
Thank you, Karen. Make
and
it rain.
Who's to say the person that sold the car, it even belongs to them? Maybe it was the previous owner or somebody else.
Oh, it could have been in there for years. It could have came from the factory like that. Well, it could have been one of the factory workers.
Sure, that's a reason to keep it, Karen.
You don't know.
I hope you sleep well tonight, Karen.
Sorry, Karen.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye, Karen.
Well, you got a vote.
Ding.
We'll see if you get any more. Here's Steven. Hello, Steven. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Lay it on the line, buddy.
What, Steven?
Jeremy.
What? Do you agree with me or disagree? I can't tell.
I have to agree with you, my friend.
Attaboy. Let's do an awkward bro hug right now.
That bill of sale is signed. You hand over the car.
That's right.
And it should be your responsibility to get that money out.
Yep, it's you before you sell it. You check the pockets.
Yep.
That's right, Steven. Nobody better ever make another mistake as long as they live, because nobody will have your back if you do make a mistake, will they?
Sometimes in life you get those little golden nuggets.
Dom, it's called a learning lesson. It's like when your kids touch the hot stove, they won't do it again.
Steven, I am so glad you listened to this station. Thank you, but you disgust me.
No, he didn't, Steven. Don't listen to him. Have a good day. Stop being so mean.
I'm not being mean.
That was a little mean.
I'm just being honest. He's being honest.
Being
he would
mean.
Keep the money. I'm disgusted
being
by that.
A little ridiculous. Don't get all pouty.
Who's next? Here's Alex. Hi, Alex. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Alex will be on my side. Give it back, right, Alex?
I'm not. You're disgusted in me too, Dom.
Attaboy,
I would
Alex.
Keep it.
Right.
And here's why. You sign that bill of sale.
Yes.
And you buy it as is. Yeah. This is the one time that you're going to be in the positive after buying a used car. Most of the other time, that $700 is going to be negative under the hood.
Right.
But it's not the right thing to do, Alex. What's going on here is people who are trying to justify bad behavior.
It's not bad behavior. The seller left it in there and then sold it. It's the seller's responsibility to go through the pockets.
Not the way I was raised, Alex. Listen, you have a great day. Thank you for being
on
the show.
Don't make him feel guilty.
He's making
all these people feel so guilty.
I'm not making anybody feel guilty.
You invoked Sunday school and you're like the hand of God now.
If they feel guilty, it's because of their own conscience.
No, you're making people feel like jerks.
I'm making them feel like jerks? They're choosing
I can hear
to
it in your voice.
Be jerks.
Slight sarcasm. Disgust in your voice.
I am disgusted. I just want more from my fellow human being.
Oh, you'd keep the money, too.
I would never keep that money, and you know I wouldn't.
Such an act right now.
You're an act. You're an act hole.
Oh, you got me.
Here's Emily. Hello, Emily. Welcome to the show.
That was a pretty good one.
Hi,
guys. Hi.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
I have been so upset listening to this. Like, Dom, I'm totally with you. Like,
yay, you got
people
one.
People have, like, no conscience. Like, what if that was money for rent or your child or your dog's surgery or a drug deal? Who knows?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, what if that money was for drugs, Dom, Emily?
No, but it's not your money. And, like, you, I don't know. It just makes me so mad thinking people could just, like,
if you think
that
of,
and, like.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, if imagine, like, going back and giving them their money and them, like, freaking out because they needed that, you know?
Yeah.
It was their money, and you're just a little cruddy person.
Greedy.
On? Like, what are you going to spend?
There's a lot of cruddy people out
there, if they donated the money, then? What if they took that $700 and gave it to, like, an orphanage?
If you don't know who the owner is. Like, if you don't know who the owner is, take it. Sure, if you find it on the street, whatever, you can't do anything about it, but
you can
if
do the
you
right
knew
thing.
The owner, go be a good person.
And
there's
you know what? You bought
people.
It on Craigslist, Emily, which means you looked to that person in the eye.
Yeah, but you bought it not knowing that was in there. It's not like you bought it knowing that you're like rubbing
Emily,
your hands
Emily, I'll tell
together.
You what, we got to run and take other calls, but let me tell you something, Emily. You and I are going to just, we will be able to sleep tonight. Yeah. The others probably will talk.
Where do you guys hide your angel wings? I mean, I don't. Do they tuck them right under your shirt there?
They're just right out in the open.
I'm a beautiful little angel.
That's right, Emily.
That's right. You're beautiful.
I'll talk to you later, Emily. Thank you.
Bye, Em.
Bye-bye. All right. Hey, we got a vote. I got one vote.
Da, 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 da.
Here's Chris on line two. Hi, Chris. Welcome to the show.
Hey, morning.
Morning.
All right, Dom, I'm with you.
He's got two.
I got two votes.
All right. You are good humans.
You have to, the bill of sale is legally, it's yours, but morally, you got to do the right thing.
Morally.
I was at Costco one time, walked up to the counter, to the service counter to do something, and I saw a bank envelope there, and there was $989 in there. So I assumed that the person in front of me must have pulled something out of her purse looking for something and left her cash check there. So we got the manager, and we found out who it was and gave it back to her. A year later, I was walking into a store and found $200 on the ground. Contacted the manager and said, hey, if anyone says they lost money, here's my name and number. No one called me back. That was mine then. So you got to do the right thing in life.
You're a money magnet, Chris.
I was thinking the exact same words.
What's going on with
Somehow
you?
Money finds its way to you. But you do the right thing, which means plenty more is going to come your way. Your abundance will be yours, Chris.
You're a good man, Chris.
I'm glad you called. Right. Have a great day,
buddy.
Later, thanks for being on this show. Here's Casey. Hi, Casey. Welcome.
Well, thank you. I would not feel guilty, and I will sleep well keeping that $700.
Okay.
You're going to keep it. That's all right.
That's it. Huh? That's I'm keeping it. I'm not going to feel bad about it. Is that
cut,
what you're saying?
It's pretty cut and dry, Casey.
Well, my question is, who stuffs $700 in the back of a car seat? It seems like it's kind of disposable for them because I don't stuff any money anywhere but my wallet or my bank account.
It does seem shady.
And my question would be, if I called them because something was wrong with the car as soon as I got it, would they be the same and say, okay, bring it back and I'll fix it?
So your justification, here we are getting a bunch of people who are trying to kind of rationalize their way through. So the latest rationalization is, because it's in that back pocket, it's ill-gained. I got to tell you something. When I sometimes get something and I'm parked somewhere, if I'm going to be like at a parking lot downtown, if I have something like that, I might put it in that back pocket because if somebody quickly breaks into a car, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to look through that little thing, that little container between the seats.
It's a great hiding spot.
They're going to look there. They're going to look in the glove compartment, but they're going to be in a hurry and they're not going to necessarily rifle through the back.
Sure.
I think it's a great place.
It's no doubt about it.
Something
that's not the argument.
That is yours.
It's a great hiding spot. But if you were to go trade your car in or sell it, you would go through your pockets to make sure that there's nothing in your car
leaving. But I've made mistakes.
And if you were
before.
To leave it, it's your bad.
Not
man.
All of us are perfect.
It's
like
your bad.
Well, you're not perfect because you're
bad,
a criminal. Listen, 4-2 was the final vote in favor of.
Well, I also got roughly 74 Facebook private messages saying that they were on my side.
Shut up, Jeremy.
So we need to count those 74.
I don't even want to work with you anymore.
No, you're a liar.
Okay, look, I'm going to put down your vote for, you get the fifth vote. I'll put down the third vote for me for give it back. Chris with a K, what are you saying?
Oh, give it back.
Oh, Chris, you're such a liar.
That's
karma.
Four for that.
Chris.
Shamalama ding dong. What?
She doesn't even know what we're talking about.
Did you say give it back?
What the hell?
She said give it back. That makes it 5.
Surrounded by saints.
To 5.
Ooh.
Which means we got to take one more, Shannon.
Uh-oh.
We got to break the tie. It's 5-5. Score is tied 5-5. One more. We'll break the tie. We'll see if the world has a heart or not. Here's Jessica. Hi, Jessica. Quickly, you're the deciding vote. What do you say?
Give it back. I once found $400 in a car that I bought off of Craigslist in the envelope next to the door, and I drove back over to the guy's house and gave it back.
Oh, of course you did. Is this staged?
Wow.
Is this Shannon's friend?
Right.
Uh-huh.
And I bet the person was very grateful, weren't they, Jessica?
They were very, very grateful because apparently it was an envelope of money that they had lost about 3 weeks ago and they had no idea what happened to it. They figured it as a loss.
You know, you make me feel good that you listen to this show, Jessica. You've restored my faith in humanity.
Thank you for calling, Jess.
Have a good day.
Making me feel like
much.
A jerk.
Well, only you can make yourself feel like a jerk, Jeremy.
I feel fine.
I feel great.